BHP BB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Hello, welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 45. It is Saturday, December 29th, 2007. This is our last episode for the year 2007, and therefore we're going to make it our year-in-review episode, as it is the weekend before New Year's Eve, all that stuff, party's going to be happening, and so we're going to be here to take a look at the very busy 2007 year for PHP BB. David Lewis is usually my co-host. He is not here today because he, along with Francis Lewis, also known as Handyman, they're currently moving over to Spokane, Washington. I don't quite remember why. They've been moving all around the country this year. But yeah, they're en route to Spokane, Washington. And so he'll probably be joining us next week, though, for our next episode. I am, of course, your other co-host, Douglas Bell, also known as Webmaster 87 or Fountain of Apples, depending on what website you're looking at. And so we're going to do PHP BB Weekly. Of course, the show is not affiliated with the PHP BB teams or phpbb.com. This is a separate podcast, even though we obviously have connections and the teams obviously love to listen to us. We're still pretty much an unaffiliated with podcast. If you'd like to be a part of the show, we'd love to have you. You can, of course, go into the TalkShoe chat room. It's a free download at TalkShoe.com once you sign up. Alternatively, I'm also keeping an eye on the chat box at StarTrekGuide.com. And there's also sort of an unofficial IRC channel on Freenode.net in the #PHPBB-weekly channel. So those are all open. And of course, you can also call in. The number for that is 724-444-7444. The TalkCast ID number, when prompted, is 12418. And the PIN number is what you set up when you sign up, or you can do £1 if you are not a TalkShoe member, and you can be a part of the show. And of course, today is a fairly open part of the show. If you just want to chit-chat, talk a bit about, New Year's resolutions toward the end, whatever you want to do, you can feel free to join in that way. It's an open show. And of course, the episodes are released in podcast form on phpbbweekly.net, our website, usually the next day. So that'll be tomorrow if you're listening. First, I want to give you sort of a brief update of what's been going on with phpbbweekly.net. As you know, I have been fighting with my web host to get the site up, and it actually was up for about a week. What actually happened was I finally got up the gumption to – I did a whois on my web host's domain name. I did a whois and turned up a phone number for him. So I kind of nervously called that phone number. I actually got a live person. Excuse me. He explained that that my web host actually had a very old email address on file for me. And that's just an email address that I changed back in April, or actually more like May or June, and I changed it because it was expiring unless I paid another $100. So it was an old .Mac email address, and I don't do that anymore, so it's been inactive for like 5 months, which is why I never got any of their emails. And just as a matter of policy security, they don't respond to any of my emails unless it's coming from the email address that they know about. So over the phone, I was able to get my email address updated. Apparently, what happened was my host kind of gave up the ghost, so to speak, and they were a reseller underneath sort of the group above them. So they're actually the ones that sort of took over. And so I had just given information for a new place to file support tickets. So I did that, got a response, and that's why last Saturday, actually, the website got came back online because I was finally able to get a response. Then yesterday, Friday the 28th, all of a sudden the sites were down again, reporting issues with the name servers. So I had to send them another support request. They got back saying they had actually switched to new name servers, new faster name servers, and I just had to. And I again because they didn't have my accurate email address. I had not gotten the announcement about that, so I just had to change my name servers over to new ones. But then I did that, and the name servers propagated. Then I found that once again, the cPanel username and password had gotten changed. So I have been able to get that fixed with them. They were able to update my cPanel username and password, and that actually just happened about 10 minutes ago. So if you're listening to this, only about 10 minutes ago, the websites came back up, and apparently they're older versions of the sites. So we've lost the last couple of changes to the sites that had happened in the last week, the last couple of posts. So as soon as this episode's done, I'm going to have to go back and fix it. But hopefully I can stop fighting with my web host, and hopefully my websites will be online for the next couple of months until I can get the heck out of here onto new web hosts once my current hosting expires and I have money. So in short, on behalf of the people that should be apologizing, I'll apologize to everyone who's been listening to the show and wanting to get on phpbbweekly.net, and it's been down pretty much for most of the month now. And again, it's not my fault at all. I've actually been fighting. It's my web host's fault entirely that the site has been down, and I've been fighting with them to get it back up. And it's just been a very horrible month, and it's been very stressful for me as well. So I do want to apologize to those of you. Hopefully it will be back up, and once I can get it fairly up to date now, then we can be able to move on. But that's not the main point of today's episode. Today I want to take a look back at the year 2007 in PHPBB. Of course, last Tuesday or Monday, we released episode number 44, which is sort of our best of episode, and had just some of the best clips from PHPBB weekly episodes from the year. And quite frankly, as the one who ended up compiling that, it was quite difficult to figure out which clips to include, which clips to not include, because we've had a lot of great stuff throughout the year. So hopefully it was representative of some of the stuff, great stuff we've had on this podcast during 2007. But I want to take a look back at everything that's happened with PHPBB during the year 2007, because it could be up for debate, but it's my opinion that 2007 has to be the biggest and busiest year in PHPBB's history, and it's definitely been filled with a lot of various things going on. And so I thought it'd be great to just take a look back memory lane today. One thing that did not happen in 2007 for PHPBB is that there were no releases of PHPBB2. The latest release of PHPBB2, which is 2.0.22, happened on December 23rd of 2006, and that's actually been the latest release all year. And it's interesting to sort of see how PHPBB2 has slowed down. As you know, there were a whopping 8 releases of PHPBB2 during the year 2005, but then only 3 releases during the year 2006 and none in 2007. So, and in fact, there's been nothing in the CVS for PHPBB2 either. There's been absolutely no development for PHPBB2 taking place. Now, that doesn't mean that the teams are not going to do any more with PHPBB2. They claim that they're going to keep going with PHPBB2 for at least a little while. We'll talk about that later in the show, as needed. But 2007 was essentially focused on PHPBB3, and there was a lot of stuff that happened with that, as we're going to go through today. And in fact, January 28th was the first bit of a piece of news from PHPBB teams. Bayonetta 5 was released on January 28th. This was actually the first release of PHP BB3 that had a full update path and had an early version of the converter package. And that was, again, mostly for testing purposes. They didn't start supporting that until the release candidates later. But that was the last beta 5, in the process. All the other four betas were released in 2006. Of course, we can all remember back in March, which was a very momentous month for PHP BB. Remember that it was announced that there would be server maintenance planned for March 10th. And the maintenance was originally estimated to only take about 2 hours, and it was supposed to be just routine server maintenance. But as it turned out, during that server maintenance, the entire server crashed, and so they had to end up getting a new server and completely rebuild the entire website. And so, as it turned out, they decided rather than have to go back, rebuild the old website, just because later on in the year we're going to have to do a new website anyway, they changed plans and they decided to go right ahead by launching the new website with the Pro Silver theme on there. And after a full week of downtime, I can remember on PHP BB Weekly, I was like, PHPBB.com has been down for a full week. What am I supposed to talk about? On March 18th, the teams launched a brand new website with the Pro Silver style. Completely brand new. It was unexpected. Again, you remembered that the team's original plan had been that they were going to hold off on releasing Pro Silver just because of the past experience. Back when PHP BB2 was released in 2002, they unveiled SubSilver early, and by the time PHP BB 2.0.0 was released, a whole bunch of these other themes, bulletin board programs had copied SubSilver's thing. Because you remember, SubSilver introduced a completely brand new way back then of looking at bulletin boards. And quite frankly, it's the way that everybody's used to now, but that was introduced by PHP BB 2. So they didn't want to really unveil Pro Silver originally until the final gold release of PHP BB3 in order to include the wow factor upon the final release. As it turned out, because of this website downtime, they were able to get Pro Silver out there, and it actually turned out to be a good idea because in the subsequent weeks, there were a number of bug reports and things filed with Pro Silver, and they got a number of things changed and revised during those first few weeks of Pro Silver into what we see today. So I actually think it was a good idea for them to get Pro Silver out there ahead of time, and that server downtime allowed that to happen. Of course, there was, along with the new website that came out, they put out a little featurette called Designing Pro Silver, which you can still see at phpbb.com/development/ProSilver. And what was interesting was that after the new website came out, there was quite a bit of controversy that surrounded the new release. One of the most controversial changes was the fact that ProSilver removed all the post info on the view topic page from the left side of the page over to the right side. And the teams claimed that this was for the purpose of being able to put more emphasis on the post content and less on the user post info. Now, the SubSilver 2 theme, which ships not as the default, but it ships along with PHP BB3, that actually still includes the post info on the left. But ProSilver had it on the right, and it was a little bit contentious among people. There were arguments over which one should be better, left or right. Personally, I take the opinion that the right side, I like it having it on the right side, but I'm kind of flexible either way. It was also interesting in that, sort of with the exception of the member list, PHP BB3 Pro Silver went to a more of a table-less format, instead using, lists and things like that. So it was actually interesting because of the various differences that Pro Silver had taken. But overall, I think the response to Pro Silver was positive, at least to the front end. It was positive. Certainly, PHP BB going more towards a more Web 2.0 style look, and it was also very much well received when it was revealed that the theme you saw on phpbb.com was going to be nothing like the actual Pro Silver theme. The actual Pro Silver theme is flexible width, not fixed width. The Pro Silver theme has less emphasis on the gray and the pink, and it uses a bit more of the nice blue gradients type thing. And again, the only reason that phpbb.com is fixed width is because of those nice fancy header images that they have on there, which sort of demand the site to be fixed width. Yeah, all right. Fluid width, not flexible width, fluid. Thank you to the folks in the chat room that keep on correcting me. Yes, thank you, folks. So, yeah, fluid width is what you get with the real Pro Silver. And indeed, the real Pro Silver found its way into CVS on about April 1st. Also on April 1st, and this was definitely one of my big memories of the year, came the announcement that Birdie conquered Olympus on Mars. And of course, this was the team's official April Fool's joke. It was done by good old Jonathan Stanley, also known as SHS. And you see the nice announcement saying, Birdie has conquered Olympus on Mars. And you get a nice picture of Birdie standing on top of a Mars bar next to an Olympus camera. And now I don't know, some people will probably say, hey, that's not much of an April Fool's joke. All I know is I thought it was really cute and it was kind of funny. It really brightened my day to see that, see Birdie there with the Mars bar and the Olympus camera. So that happened on April 1st. That was the team's April Fool's Day joke for 2007. And April 30th, following a bit of brief website downtime, the Mods and Styles downloads return. As you recall, when the new website came up in mid-March, it wasn't completely done. The knowledge base was not up. The Mods and Styles databases were not up. And quite frankly, the Styles demo still has not recovered from the downtime that took place there. So it was good to see at least that the Mods and Styles downloads had come back. As you recall, during that about 6-week time period in between the new website and, there is a link to the Birdie Mars thing. All the links will be on the website afterwards, by the way. But so during that 6-week time period, in order to download Mods and Styles, there was sort of a way you had to hack in. You had to mess with the URLs. There were instructions that nobody read, of course, that you had to use to get into the Mods and Styles downloads. So April 30th, they were able to get at least the downloads for Mods and Styles to be working again. All the download links were fixed. Now, submissions didn't work yet, and that would come a few months later. On May 3rd, now this was actually a very significant announcement. May 3rd came the announcement that James Atkinson, also known as The Finn, had formally resigned. Now, if you recall, in the year 2000, James was actually the guy who got PHPBB started. He was the person who formed the project. He got a sort of a beta of PHPBB together by rewriting UBB threads, or what? He wrote that from a Perl script into a PHP script. This was before UBB now has a PHP version that they've written. But before that, back when it was just Perl, James Atkinson rewrote that sort of to create a PHP version, and that became PHPBB. This was back in 2000, and so he was the one that got started. He was the project manager ever since, although now that day came the announcement that as of April 30th, he had formally resigned from the teams. And quite frankly, he had been getting quite a bit more inactive. Life takes over. It happens to all of us. So what happened that day was a complete it was pretty much a restructuring. Now, there wasn't very much noticeable difference to users, but rather than having originally where James was sort of in charge of PHPBB, the project, the responsibility then sort of moved to the team leaders, more kind of like an oligarchy, where the team leaders now collectively make the decisions all over the PHPBB project, and that's how it's been ever since. They have sort of as a group directed where PHPBB went. For the trash in the chat room, Brandon, he pretty much resigned. It was mostly, life takes over. It's a very, having been a past PHP BB team member, it's a very big commitment, and I can only imagine what the commitment would be for someone who's completely in charge of the whole project. So he pretty much resigned so that he could get back to his life, you know, because life is busy and all that stuff has to take place. So I can totally concur with his decision. He probably made the right decision, because I'm sure he wanted to try to stay with PHPBB as long as he could. He's been with the project for pretty much 7 years, quite frankly, the project having gotten started in mid-2000. But he probably felt he didn't have the time anymore to contribute to the project, so he stepped down. The next day, on May 4th, Mike Syverson ousted Byrne. He released a small status update on PHPBB3. Mostly, this was a teaser for release candidate 1. Of course, you remember that at this point, it's been about 3.5 months since beta 5, and so he posted this status update as a teaser for release candidate 1, letting people know what could be expected. And indeed, 2 weeks later, on May 20th, PHP BB3 release candidate 1 was released. This was the first formal release of PHP BB3 to have ProSilver built in. And of course, PHPBB began full support for version 3 on the forums. Now, updating from betas was not supported. They were offering full support for anyone who downloaded and installed a fresh install of Release Candidate 1. But it was the first time they actually had full support available for PHPBB3. Then a week later, May 27th, again, this is still the same month, we get the announcement that Jonathan Stanley, SHS, formally resigned. He was the other co-project manager. He contributed quite a bit. I actually felt compelled to write a full post on phpbbweekly.net short after that announcement, sort of recounting his commitments. You know, he was in charge of all the advertising for the phpbb teams. He was on the site. He was responsible whenever the site went down. Quite frankly, he was the one who was sort of doing the most work to get it back up again. He would be contributing, you know, 16, 17, 18-hour days in order to do this work. He was this is all volunteers. All the teams are volunteers, and he's contributing all this work. Back during the week in March when the server was down and they were trying to rebuild it, he spent a lot of time doing that. And that was only when he was project manager. Again, he was a past leader of the styles team, past leader of the moderator team, very, very busy. He's been a very active contributor to the PHPBB teams. And similar to James Atkinson, his life got quite a bit busy and he had to step down. And so he's kind of been absent from the internet since then. And we, of course, again, we can all understand that. Although in May, now that's one thing I didn't know about, because DHN had announced at the end of that announcement that somebody would be coming back, that there would be something marked a return, but quite frankly, we actually have not seen any results from that. So perhaps something that had been planned didn't quite happen. I don't know, because I'm not on the team, so we can't say. But although May did bring us Release Candidate 1, it was kind of a sad month. We saw two of the project managers from the teams depart. There were a couple of people asking questions, you know, what's happening to the PHPBB project? Although, quite frankly, it did continue going strong. And as we keep going through the year, June 24th saw the second release candidate of PHPBB3 be released, about a month after the first one. On June 30th, the mod team held their second annual mod authors convention. It was held all day in the #PHPBB mod channel on IRC, and that's actually the origin of where the hash versus pound joke on this show came on, because when I was talking about that originally, I said pound PHPBB mod, and all the team members came up to me and said, "Hey Douglas, you're supposed to call it hash." And I'm like, on a telephone, it says pound. So we've had a big joke about what the number sign's supposed to be, but you know, it was all in a #PHPBBmod channel. They did sessions on Mod X, writing PHPBB3 mods, the inner workings of PHPBB3, the mod database, the mod documentation, and of course they had open discussion on modding. And they did separate 2-hour sessions for each of those during the day. And there were mod team members in the channels all day during that day. It was open for anyone who wants to participate and ask questions. And of course, during that Mod Office convention, and I was there when they did this, Paul made the announcement that a beta of submitting mods to the mod database opened. And essentially, it wasn't necessarily... I started an argument in the chat room about pound versus hash. Essentially, there were some things that still weren't working right with submitting mods, and a number of us actually helped by submitting mods to the mod database and reporting what was going on. But essentially, at that point, they sort of opened up a beta of submitting mods to the mod database, which was exciting. Of course, July 7th, very important. We cover this extensively on this show. On July 7th, it was announced that PHPBB had been nominated for the Best Project for Communications for the SourceForge Community Choice Awards. And, of course, we and a whole bunch of people were encouraging the community to go over to SourceForge, go vote for PHPBB in that category. As you know, we won, which was announced later. The next day, on July 8th, the third release candidate of PHPBB3 was released. And 20 days later, the fourth release candidate of PHPBB3 was released. It was great. The development team has been going for it with release candidate after release candidate all year. It was very exciting. On August 1st came the formal announcement that the mods and styles databases were officially open for new mod submissions, and while we haven't seen anything yet show up in the styles databases, mostly because of various changes to the styles that have taken place during the release candidates, we've definitely seen a lot of mod releases come through the mod database. And, of course, that week it was formally announced that PHPBB had won the SourceForge Community Choice Awards for Best Project for Communications. And of course, on August 3rd, AcidBurn posted his response to it on behalf of a donation was made in PHPBB's name to charity. And I don't know if he said it where it went. Did it? No, it doesn't say. Well, donation was made to charity, and PHPBB won a thingamagoop from Bleep Labs. That was the award for, and we kind of laughed at this on PHPBB Weekly, a thingamagoop from Bleep Labs, like this little robotic type thing that makes all these, you know, little high-pitched shrieks and whistles and random things, and kind of weird. We thought that'd be kind of a fun toy for Birdie to play with. Probably the team leaders are just sort of sharing it, so to speak. And of course, PHPBB won bragging rights for a full year, as proclaimed by SourceForge. And since then, you can see on the homepage of PHPBB.com has been the banner saying that we won the SourceForge Community Choice Awards for Best Project for Communications. Moving right along, August 24th brought the fifth release candidate of PHPBB3. And on September 14th, it was announced that the couple of the team members had formed the official PHPBB podcast. And you can find that at podcast.phpbb.com. Now, they've been having a couple of interesting things going on. Of course, David Lewis, who is the co-host here on PHPBB Weekly, has been a big part of that podcast as well. They've been trying various things. And the latest thing they've been trying out is Bytecasts, trying to sort of get a format that works, a format that doesn't have them spending 4 hours recording the episode, like happened during some of their early episodes. And I can totally sympathize with them because, you know, just out of experience, it every podcast has growing pains, and it takes a couple of episodes to sort of figure out the format that you need to work. This podcast, by the way, had growing pains for quite a while, kind of longer than it should have been, as I've been dealing with technical issues. So, but it's interesting because this podcast and the official podcast, I think kind of just like to think that we sort of complement each other because the official podcast is, you know, official. And it's done by PHPBB teams, and they talk about things from the PHPBB team's point of view. This podcast, even though, you know, David is official PHPBB team guy, I like to think that this podcast sort of looks at PHPBB from another user, from the user's point of view, as opposed to the team's point of view. And that's sort of why I got the podcast going, because of how a lot of the stuff that comes out of the PHPBB community comes from the team's up here point of view. And this sort of looks at it from the other point of views. And they sort of complement each other in a way, so to speak. So, but yes, September 14th, about a little over 3 months ago, almost 4 months ago, the official PHPBB podcast was announced. And they had gotten started shortly before that as well. September 18th, it was announced that Neil Thermick became the new support team leader. Techie Michael, after doing it for a couple of years, stepped down due to being busy. Now, Techie Michael is still a member of the support team, and he's still a part of the official podcast. However, Neil Thermick became the support team leader and has been doing that for a little over 3 months at this point. On September 25th, Eric of the mod team announced that they would be doing a mod database cleanup. This would be only affecting PHPBB2 mods, and it was intended to clear out old mods that had been sitting around there. Essentially, any mods that were more than 2 years old and had not been updated, essentially mods released for 2.0.16 and below, would be removed from the mod database. They gave about a two-month advance notice. This was announced on September 25th. Didn't actually happen until late November. An advance notice so that mod authors could submit updated versions of their mods to the mod database, and mostly to sort of clean out old ones, routing ones, ones that might not necessarily be working with the current version of PHPBB anymore. Moving right along, after that, October 2nd, it was announced that there had been some unexpected PHPBB.com downtime the past weekend. And of course, during the downtime, people were rumoring, is it going to be another Pro Silver? No, nothing like that. Again, that first one was by accident. What actually happened was that there had been an SQL injection causing malicious code to go onto PHPBB.com. It was not, they did investigate it. It was not an SQL injection caused by PHPBB, the software. It was an SQL injection caused by another system that they have on PHPBB.com. Not PHPBB, something else. But it did cause malicious code to be downloaded if you visited the site, at least up to the point when the teams took it down and investigated it and fixed it. Although that weekend on PHPBB Weekly, we again had to do an episode without the aid of PHPBB.com. October 13th, release candidate 6 was released, PHPBB3. That was the result of a paid external security audit done by Section Eines, which according to the teams anyway, because I get all my information from them, according to the teams is a very well-known security auditor for PHPBB programs. Now, I had never heard of them. Then again, I don't exactly go with getting security audits for PHPBB programs every day. But as part of the announcement, it was noted that during the security audit, there were no SQL injection or critical command execution vulnerabilities revealed during the security audit, which in other words, in short, meant that the development team has done a pretty good job with security in developing PHPBB3. But what was ironic was that there were a couple of critical bugs in that version, this version that had the external security audit, still had some critical bugs in there, which including with BB code problems and form tokens. And so a day and a half later, October 15th, Release Canada 7 was released, and it was dubbed as the We Are Sorry and Love Our Support Team edition. Even though PHPBB3 is not supposed to have editions, that was supposed to be a PHPBB2 habit, the We Are Sorry and Love Our Support Team edition, RC7, was released 2 days later on October 15th. Again, hopefully, and the teams have said that they don't want that to happen. Obviously, it brought back memories of, for PHPBB2, there were a couple of times where they had to have a release, like, right after a previous release. And, again, this happened here with the release candidates, and it is very annoying to the community, and it is for this reason that the teams have said that during the process of updates for PHPBB3, they're going to do release candidates for those updates. So before PHPBB 3.0.1 comes out, they're going to put out a release candidate of 3.0.1, and if necessary, another release candidate of 3.0.1. But that's essentially to sort of ask people to check, you know, for testing purposes, make sure that we didn't screw anything up in this update before they get the real 3.0.1 out for publishing. And I'm sure by the time the inevitable 3.0.1 comes out, sometime in early 2008, we'll find out what happens there. It was pretty inactive on phpbb.com for a few months, and then on November 27th, the mod database cleanup was executed. Any mods that had not been, that were more than 2 years old and had not been updated were moved to a separate forum on phpbb.com, labeled as the Mod Database Cleanup Forum. Now, all those mods are still available within that forum for another 6 months, which gives the authors, and all the mod authors were notified by a private message, which gives the mod authors about 6 months to get their mod up to date before it formally disappears from phpbb.com. December 1st, Saturday, December 1st, and this was just 4 weeks ago, PHPBB3 Release Candidate 8 was released early in the morning, at least for my time zone anyway. It was right before PHPBB Weekly that day, and so we covered that. And then the following week, a whole bunch of really suspicious things started happening on phpbb.com, such as the team members putting gold tints on their avatars, trying to be kind of suspicious, but not suspicious enough. And David doing weird things on Star Trek Guide, hinting about a release of PHPBB3 Gold. And it was on December 8th, episode 42 of this show, that I sort of ranted about that, and sort of unofficial countdowns taking place. On December 9th, it was announced that it was the 7th anniversary of the release of PHPBB 1.0, which was released on December 9, 2000. And at the same time, they announced that the official release date of PHPBB3 would be Thursday, December 13th at 1700 GMT time. And indeed, Thursday, December 13th, PHPBB 3.0.0 Olympus, after, I counted it, 2,079 days after the release of PHPBB2, PHPBB3 Olympus, also known as the Gold Release, was released on December 13th. And it was accompanied by a press release that went out to the press talking about the release. And so that was the year 2007 for PHPBB. A very, very, very busy year. No PHPBB2 releases, but one beta release, 8 release candidates, and finally the final release of PHPBB3, a new website with a brand new Pro Silver theme, Community Choice Awards, two project managers stepped down, and the team leaders collectively took over, Mod Authors Convention, and a lot of a PHPBB podcast, and a lot of other stuff. And PHPBB Weekly has been here for all of it. It's interesting because I still have a hard time believing how much this podcast, PHP BB Weekly, has grown over 45 episodes. When I started it on January 5th, 2007, that was the first episode. The first seven episodes were Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. On episode 8, we moved to our current noon Eastern time on Saturdays. When I launched the show, I sort of did it. I didn't quite do it expecting it would grow as much as it did. I actually did it sort of to try something out with TalkShoe, seeing if it would take off. And there was the first few episodes it didn't really take off, and I was all quite frankly seriously considering canceling the show back in January, February. I'm so glad I didn't. A lot of stuff has happened for this show. And quite frankly, starting it in 2007, we've been able to be here to cover all of this stuff. Quite frankly, when I started the show, I was wondering, you know, what will I cover? Will it be just a bunch of tutorials? Will it get kind of boring on the show if there's not enough news? It's never gotten boring on this show because there's always been enough news from PHPBB because the teams have been just so busy this year. It's been great. For 12 episodes, this show actually did not have a website. It was after kind of being pressured and the show was sort of gaining notoriety that I launched a website in April 2007, right before episode 13. Of course, episode 21, I interviewed David Lewis, Highway of Life, on June 23rd. And that was a very enjoyable episode. And after a week or two later, I invited David to become the new co-host, so that he could sort of bring his PHP BB3 expertise, and I still have my PHP BB2 expertise, which is sort of starting to, And so that started in July, and of course, right after that, he got onto the mod team, which was unexpected, but I got him before the mod team did. But we've been able to work it out, being able to have him be on this show and still be on the mod team at the same time. And in September, the official podcast was launched, and it's been a great being able to sort of, you know, produce shows alongside them. We launched our PHP BB Weekly forum in mid-October on StarTrekGuide.com. I tell you, if you listen to the show and you have not gone to the PHP BB Weekly forum on StarTrekGuide.com, you should check it out because it's a very active forum. Quite frankly, I'm probably the one that's the most active on there, but I've really been able to take advantage of it for sharing things that are going on, ask for input from the community. It's great. I highly recommend you check that out for the show. And of course, so it's been great. We've had a lot of guests this year. Eric Farber, WG Eric, and he was back when I was on the mod team for about 9 months, he was my mentor. He was on the show on episode 4 and on episode 32. David Lewis, obviously, he was a guest on episode 21 and has been a regular ever since. Michael Cottingham, Techie Michael, was on episode 26. Yuri Rusko, also known as Marshall Rusty, was on episode 29. Francis Lewis, Handyman, was on with David on episode number 35. There was sort of a group panel, sort of a official podcast-esque style panel that was on episode 36. That was after I had to email David from Los Angeles Airport saying that my plane had a 7-hour delay and I would miss the next the episode that day. And of course, we had David MJ, the developer, on episode number 38. And of course, Johan Janssens of Joomla was on episode 43. So it's been a very busy year. We've had some great guests. We've had just some great discussions that have been on the show. A couple of arguments about, you know, PHP BB2, PHP BB3, PHP 4, PHP 5. We've had fun. And we got a lot of other stuff that we're looking forward to be able to do in 2008 as well. People in the chat room, and I've been ignoring you on purpose, so I wanted to get through that. People in the chat room have been asking what PHP BB will be doing for the new year. I don't know if they'll be doing anything for the new year. Quite frankly, there hasn't been a whole lot of activity in CBS yet so far having to do with PHP BB 3.0.1. Obviously, there will be the inevitable 3.0.1 coming out fairly soon, but I don't think there's going to be much happening for the new year. When I said, Alex, when I said mentor, I'm referring to my days on the PHP BB teams back when I was on the mod team, and Eric was actually quite a big help to me, helping me sort of kind of adjust to the teams. I never quite made the adjustment. I had always thought before I joined the mod team that it would be, I love it. It's quite a commitment. So, but during those 9 months I was there, he helped me out quite a bit. So that's why I referred to him that way. But as for what's coming in 2008, well, I can certainly make some guesses, and there's some pretty logical things that we can expect to see happen in 2008, the things we can see develop in 2008. Obviously, the teams could have additional surprises for us, because who knows? But we do know a couple of things. First of all, Rockbridge, which is the bridge that we talked about 2 weeks ago on this show, the bridge between PHP, BB3, and Joomla, is currently still in development. And it probably will, hopefully, will be together and ready to push out the door sometime in 2008. So that'll be very exciting. It's going to become the new, pretty much semi-official way of Joomla, a very popular and multiple award-winning content management system, to be able to connect with PHP BB3, which, of course, is a very popular open bulletin board system. So that'll be very exciting, and it's going to introduce a new audience to Joomla, it's going to introduce a new audience to PHP BB, and it's going to increase the usefulness of both systems very much. And we talked about that extensively 2 weeks ago on this podcast. You can check it out on episode number 43. So but that'll be coming out this year, and you can keep an eye on that. PHP BB 3.2 development is probably going to begin sometime in 2008. It has not begun yet. We do not know what's going to happen yet. Obviously, the development team is taking sort of a bit of a deserved rest from 5 years of PHP BB3 development. There's a number of bugs that had been originally – were not critical bugs, but they were marked in the bug tracker as review later, which essentially means review it after 3.0.0 is released. Well, 3.0.0 is released, so they're probably going to take a look at those, get a couple of the – first initial revisions to PHP BB3 done that need to be done, and then they'll probably start with PHP BB3.2. Now, and as if you can't hear, okay. And for those of you in TalkShoe that say you can't hear me, I don't know why. Maybe the other people can say if they can hear me or not. You might try calling in; that might work because some people have said that works better for you. As for a brand new template, I don't know. I kind of doubt it. One thing that I think the teams are probably going to try to focus on, and they've learned, again, we were supposed to have PHP 2.2 before 3.0. What happened was the teams back then kind of got a little excited. And then again, these were a couple of – there were a lot of these old team members have, in a sense, moved on. But they kind of got a little excited and did a little bit too much – to the point where they looked and said, wait a minute, this is not backwards compatible with PHP 2.0. At this point, they essentially caught themselves prematurely writing the whole thing. And that's what PHP BB3 is. It's a complete rewrite, essentially, of PHP BB2. When they do 3.2, they're probably going to try to make sure that it's an evolutionary release as opposed to a revolutionary release. And so they'll be adding a few more features to PHP BB3, but they're probably going to not try to keep a fairly similar code base and not rewrite everything like they did. Now, granted, PHP BB3 was definitely worth the wait. It looks very nice. It's much more up to date with current standards versus PHP BB2, but they're probably not going to do as 3.2 is not going to be as new as 3.0 is right now. That said, whatever they plan to do, and they're probably going to be getting a feature list together, getting together things that they would like to see in PHP BB 3.2, they're probably going to wrap that up and start working on that, start developing that in 2008. And I'm hoping, at least this is my hope, that they'll be able to get a 3.2 release either late 2008 or early 2009. I think if it takes them longer than that, then they've probably done a little bit too much on it. One thing we is likely to happen is that PHP BB 3.2 will be PHP 5 only. And we had David MJ on that time, and I think he said that that would probably be favorable because PHP 5 only support means that they can do a number of things with PHP 5 only functions that they can't do when they're maintaining PHP 4 support. So you'll probably see that happen with PHP BB 3.0 still supported for a while on PHP 4. Although we do have to keep an eye out on the fact that the PHP teams, not PHP BB, the PHP teams have said, they said earlier, that they are going to be dropping support for PHP 4. Back in July, they made a end-of-life announcement for PHP 4, which said that they would be, that after December 31st, 2007, there would be no more releases of PHP 4.4. They would continue to make critical security fixes available on a case-by-case basis until August 8, 2008. And essentially, it's been over 3 years since PHP 5 has been released, and they want to, you know, drop PHP 4 so they can focus on PHP 5. PHP 6 is coming up pretty soon. That's still in development, but I'm sure you'll be seeing PHP 6 coming up down the way. So that actually bodes an interesting question for what will happen to PHP BB, in particular PHP BB 2, because the teams are still supporting PHP BB 2 for now. But of course, remember PHP BB 2 is for PHP 4 and is not officially supported on PHP 5. Granted, it's worked on PHP 5. A lot of people have gotten into work on PHP 5, but the teams are still not officially supporting it on PHP 5. Well, if critical security fixes are going to end on August 8, 2008, which means that if there's a critical security exploit with PHP 4 comes up, you know, in September of 2008 or something like that, PHP 4 folks aren't going to fix it. And therefore, you know, the PHP BB teams can't exactly fix it because it's not their fault. It's PHP's fault. And PHP is not fixing PHP 4. So you can sort of see that when the PHP teams stop supporting PHP 4, it kind of puts you in a weird little, how do I support this now paradox for PHP BB. So the teams have not yet said what's going to happen. But there's a chance that we'll probably find out sometime in 2008 what PHP BB2's fate will be. If they're going to, you know, if they're going to do some kind of update for so that PHP BB2 can run on PHP 5 and they can keep going with that. Or if they're going to say at that point, okay, that's it. PHP 4 is gone. Therefore, PHP BB2 is gone because we cannot support it, because if there is a security problem with PHP, we cannot support it. We cannot have anything to do with it. And at that same point, that could mean, perhaps, that PHP BB3's requirements would be raised. And this has happened before. Remember that PHP BB2 actually supported PHP 3, and it actually supported PHP 3 a little while after PHP itself had stopped supporting PHP 3. It was in February 2005 with the release of 2.0.13 that they raised the minimum requirement to PHP 4.0.3, and that was because they had to do that in order to fix a security issue with PHP BB2. And that's what raised the minimum requirements of PHP BB2 to PHP 4. And since then, they sort of did other things to get that up to date. So we'll have to see what happens there. Someone in the chat, Brandon in the chat room asked, will future PHP BB releases use AJAX and PHP? Here's what I would say. In the long-term future, don't know. But in the short-term future, the general consensus from the team seems to be that AJAX is kind of a controversial feature. There are pretty much an equal number of people that want AJAX and PHP BB as there are folks who do not want AJAX and PHP BB. So I think the teams have, for the moment, decided that they're going to leave that to mod authors to do. So they'll leave Ajax implementation to people to write mods for. But you probably won't see it built in for a while. So I would doubt you see that in 2008. Of course, also other things I would want to see in 2008, the PHPBB styles database needs to catch up. as you can see, the styles database has been pretty inactive. There are currently no styles in the database for PHPBB3 yet. Now, granted, there probably will start to be some showing up now that PHPBB3 is final. One thing that happened was any styles that were submitted prior to the release of RC5 got canned immediately, because at RC5, they changed the styles setup. They changed the some of the things with styles, and as a result, every single style that was submitted had to be resubmitted. Now that PHPBB3 is final, that probably won't happen anymore, so they can start approving styles, but right now there are no posts in the PHPBB3 styles database. Another thing that needs to happen, and I think David said it's going to happen fairly soon, is the styles demo on phpbb.com has been broken ever since the new website came up. So over 9 months, the styles demo has been broken. Anyone looking at the phpbb2 styles has to go by a very small little screenshot icon down there to see how it works. So, this mods database is back up. It's running. The mod team is going at it as they were before. Styles database has not gotten started yet in any earnest, and so we're going to have to see that start happening in 2008. And I'm sure it will happen. And the other thing I think will happen is that in addition to the Rockbridge extension, which is for PHPBB and Joomla, we talked about that 2 weeks ago, but I think we'll probably start seeing some other independent developers developing other bridges or implementations of the hook system for other platforms. Quite personally, I would love to see a bridge between PHPBB and WordPress as an example. So I think that'd be kind of cool to see. So we'll definitely be seeing those probably start happening as well. So 2008, PHPBB has a lot coming up. Of course, it opens up a lot more possibilities, because what would I have said this time last year? This time last year, if I was doing a podcast about PHPBB, what I would have said was becoming a PHP in 2007, PHPBB3. That's it. Because up until a few weeks ago, the thing that the community has been waiting for has been PHPBB3. That's it. We've been waiting for it for 5 years. and it finally has come. And so what that means is that now that PHPBB3 has been released, we can finally stop having to wait and wonder and watch and, persist. When is PHPBB3 coming out? And we can now start looking at what else is possible for PHPBB3, whether that be 3.2 or bridges or other things going on. And so I am so excited that PHPBB 3.0.0 has been released, because we can now really open up the feature list for the next release is no longer frozen. PHPBB3 is done. PHPBB 3.2, we can now start saying, what do we want in PHPBB 3.2? It's no, whereas PHPBB 3.0 development was feature frozen for 3 or 4 years. So 2008 is going to be, I think it's going to be an exciting year, because we're going to start to open up and see PHPBB move forward. And it's definitely one thing that's going to happen is PHPBB3 is going to resurge. And PHPBB.com is going to allow that to happen. Sorry, PHPBB3 is going to allow that to happen. We've talked about, PHPBB has sort of a tarnished reputation with security. And I actually during these last 2 weeks, did one or two interviews with a couple of other tech podcasts from the Tech Podcast Network, and was asked, you know, isn't PHP BB3 insecure? And you sort of had to then go and explain, you know, the Santi worm story. And we talked a bit about this a month or two ago, how, you know, in 2004, it was a worm that came out. Granted, PHP BB fixed it a whole month earlier, but the worm came out, and because of all these people that didn't update, you know, all this stuff happened. It hurt PHP BB's security reputation. And so, and that's really, quite frankly, you go on these sites, people ask, you know, why do you use the form you use? And said, well, you know, PHP BB has bad security. I'm hoping that PHP BB3, the fact that it's got better security, the fact that it's got so many more features, the fact that it's still that all this stuff in there, it's still free. It actually is competition again against some of these other boards. Now, friendly competition. Okay, we have to say we're friendly competition. We're all out there for the same goal, but PHP BB is going to get much more popular because of this. And so I'm really excited about that happening. Okay. Again, this is our sort of New Year's resolution episode. This New Year's episode, we got a couple of people in the chat room. So I do want to move on because that went quite a while. I didn't think I was going to spend a whole hour talking about PHP BB in 2007 and 2008. But I'm going to move on to start closing up the episode. We're going to start with the mod of the week. This is another PHP BB3 mod. PHP BB3 mod. It is called, which tab? Here we go. Prime Notify PM. It is written by Prime Halo. And this is actually a very interesting mod, and one that I think should be part of PHP BB by default. The idea is when someone sends you a private message, if you have the notification email turned on, then the notification email will send, when you receive a private message, will send you a thing saying, hey there, Douglas, you got a private message on such and such board. Click this link to read it. So, and you have to go click the link. What this does is it actually changes that notification email so that it actually includes in the email the message body and the subject of the private message that you've received. So you can actually read the private message right there, right from your email inbox, and you don't have to go into the private messages section of PHP BB unless you want to, you know, reply to the private message, so to speak. So it's actually quite nice that you can actually read the entire private message right there in your inbox. So that's pretty much what this mod does. Again, Prime Notify PM by Prime Halo. You can find it in the mod database at phpbb.com. The link is in the chat room. And, of course, the link will also be posted on the show notes on phpbb.net. And the style of the week, which comes this time from phpbb3styles.com, is called Flash Web by Digital Nerd. And this is a style. It's interesting because one of the comments in there was that he paid more attention to the banner than to the style he was making. But I still think it's a pretty nice style. It's sort of has the brownish, tannish type look, but it's kind of a professional type style. It's based off of SubSilver 2. It has a very interesting banner, so to speak, with water type things. You can replace it easily with your own logo. You've got a very kind of professional-looking type style here with nice little images. It's XHTML and CSS compliant. It's got the appropriate icons to say that. So that's the style of the week this week, Flash Web by Digital Nerd. And again, the link to that is in the chat room and will be on phpbbweekly.net. If you have any mods or styles you want to recommend to us, note that we do double-check all the mods and styles recommended to us to see that they meet our standards. We don't have very many standards, but we check them out. You can do that two ways. Of course, you can do it on our forum at StarTrekGuide.com, or you can recommend them to us on Delicious. Bookmark the link to the style on Delicious with either the tag PHPBBWMod or PHPBBW style. And if we see any of those, we'll take a look at them and possibly feature them on future episodes of PHPBB Weekly. Check out phpbbweekly.net, which is our website, and hopefully it will be up permanently now. I know I'm going to need to do some updates to it, courtesy of the things my messed up web host. But hopefully by the time you hear this in the podcast form, it'll be all up to date. You can go on there to see show notes for all the past episodes of PHPBB Weekly, find out what's coming up on the future episodes of PHPBB Weekly as well. And, of course, links to all the other places you can find the show. And, of course, the interaction with the community and all the stuff continues at the PHPBB Weekly forum at StarTrekGuide.com. Our next episode, episode number 46, will be next Saturday, January 5th, 2008, at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, 1700 UTC Time. It will be our one-year anniversary. It'll be exactly 1 year since we did the first show of PHPBB Weekly. And we have not yet decided what we're going to talk about next week, but you can, of course, keep an eye on our website to find out. And, of course, PHPBB Weekly is a member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great tech podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Okay, so that wraps up this episode of PHPBB Weekly, and this wraps up the year 2007. It has been a very, very big year in more ways than one. We're a year older, a year wiser, and I want to thank, just on behalf of all the people who have subscribed and listened to this show and have participated with the show, all the community members, all the listeners, and yes, all the team members, you guys too. Correct, you guys make it possible for us to have this show. So, just thank you for being a part of the show. I really appreciate it. And quite frankly, it's the fact that you guys listen, not only listen, but the fact that you guys participate, the fact that you guys help us out with the show and give us the great comments, is that's actually the motivation that keeps us going to be able to keep doing this show. That's what we do it for, because we want to give back to the community. This is our way of giving back to the community, the PHPBB community. And the support you give us in return really means a lot. So thank you so much. Everybody have a very, very happy new year. Don't drink too much. And we'll see you all next year. Bye.